Yeah, so I guess you have to continue a little further. I'd say they've done a good job. Some paint was changed in that corridor and a few other things, but it's good to be back.
What is the difference in Guy Boucher with the coaching experience that you had over in Switzerland and 3 years here since, the Guy Boucher in terms of the hockey man that we saw here?
Well, I wear glasses now. I should see better than before. When you get your first gig in the NHL, first of all, it's always positive. You come in, you do your thing, and you learn a lot of stuff. And by being able to step back, you're just you're able to maybe manage the NHL better, I think, is probably the biggest difference. Hockey-wise, I mean, you always grow. Your staff helps you. You watch video. You see the new trends. You come up with some stuff. You learn some stuff wherever you are, whether it's Switzerland or Hockey Canada and so on. But that's just the hockey part. I think that's just a normal process. That's, you know, been coaching for 20 years now, and just a normal process. I think the NHL is a lot about the big picture. It's a big machine, and what I've learned is there's a big portion of the stuff that you don't put your energy in. You learn that, okay, this is not as important. I'll delegate this. I'll keep that to myself. I'll put my energy where it matters most. And I think that's what your second gig gives you, a step back and knowing what you want to handle, what you don't need to, what's important, what's less important.
Do you think you didn't delegate enough when you were here?
Sorry?
Do you think you didn't delegate enough when you were here?
No, it's just I think you once you live it once, you know exactly what you want as a staff, what type of person, what you miss, what was great that you want to keep. So a few years away gave me a real good understanding of what I would need next. Mm-hmm. So I'm real happy with the staff that I've assembled, that I was allowed to assemble. And the new things that, you know, you want to bring in. But really, I think it's more about knowing what's coming. You know, the first time you're just going through it and it's great and things work perfect, you don't, you change them. But I think the second time around, it's just you know what's coming and you can prepare in advance and you're a lot more poised about what you need to do.
Someone mentioned that you'd actually been to the game here between the time you...
Yeah, once. That was back then, that was hard. Today's great. Today's positive. I went to see the Habs yesterday, neighborhood, and a few people that I knew. And, you know, it was such a positive experience here for me that, you know, coming back is great. But I think I came back for one game in playoffs. And I didn't come down. I just hid and just wanted to be back. And that we were selling the house at that point. So we're just preparing for that. So I got to feel the great atmosphere. And
when was it? Was it last year?
No, it was the year before. But
you went by and saw the
Detroit.
House?
Yeah,
here?
Detroit, yeah.
While you were here, you went
today. I went by. Yesterday, I went by.
All those plants
yesterday.
You put in,
yeah,
remember?
Yeah, yeah. Yeah.
Mr. Detail. You just wanted to see how they look?
Yeah, just to see a few of the friends there. It was a great neighborhood. So
when did you sell it?
A
year and a half ago.
What was the rush of emotion as you came to the door?
You know what? It's been 4 years, really, when you look at it. And I wouldn't say it's a rush of emotion. It's just, it had been, it was such a great experience. It was so positive socially here in the building with the people. I left, besides the fact that you're fired, I left with unbelievable memories and how well I was treated. And so for me, coming back, it just brings a great smile to just be back here and getting in the building and actually looking forward to the Zamboni guy and the security people and just little things that made it enjoyable every day, apart from, you know, just the hockey part and the weather. But no, it brings back all positive stuff for me. So it's good to be back. And I came back for a game, but I was in the stands. And now, you know, being back, it's time. It's time to coach and feel the good atmosphere that I felt when I was here.
We went to the Eastern Conference Finals. Then you're winning again now. The system works, obviously.
Oh, I change my systems all the time. We adapt. I think the league has changed a little bit. So you want to make sure that you're always up to par with the new trends. But I think our players have really done a great job of adapting to what I wanted. They're pushing it further. They've created a real great chemistry inside that room. There's a soul to this team. We've had some really tough things to deal with since the beginning of the year. Some of the people know, some of the people don't know, and obviously everybody knows about Andy. We've been missing our number one goalie for 2 months and more than 2 months now. Him having to live that, I think the team having to live that. The fact that MacArthur, one of our top leaders and players on our team, hasn't played this year, and it was devastating, and some other injuries and other situations that I think the guys have gone through a lot of adversity, which has created a soul inside our team, but a real clear willingness to be on the same page. I think the guys are really bought into what we want to do, so credit to them. I think it's not about me. It really is about them.
Did you, when you were sitting in the stands that night or after that, did you always think, I'm going to get another shot?
Well, you know what? My whole life is about adversity, really, from the time I was young to later on. So I think adversity for me has always been seen as a builder. So you know, the first day, it's tough, but then right after you're, hey, you know, this is because this is going to build whatever's coming. You don't know what's coming, but and taking a job in Switzerland was hard because my name was coming up, and then you go, you know, I just got to wait a few months maybe. And but as for a family, the NHL's tough. Like it gives you a lot of great things, but having young kids and a wife who's alone at home very often with young kids. So we decided as a family, and I wanted to give back to my wife. You know, she gave up her dreams for mine. So we went to Switzerland because her family, half her family's Dutch, and they're from there. Sister lived in Switzerland, and we wanted our kids to live something different. And that was the time, because we knew later on they're older, and we wouldn't do it. And if I came back to the NHL, it'd be hard for me to pull myself out. So at that moment, I pulled myself out. It was for the family. Got a great hockey experience, but really was a more of a family decision, and it was great for the family to it was home every night. It's a lot less games. You get those. We traveled, so many places in 2.5 years. We ran everywhere in Italy and Paris, and Amsterdam, South Africa, and to Germany. And so, I mean, in terms of experience, we needed that as a family, kind of a step back. But what was good is I kept growing as a coach, coaching twice Hockey Canada. We won 2 championships, one with our team and one with Hockey Canada. So I saw a lot of things. I got to mingle with 2 of my assistant coaches now, Rob Cookson and Mark Crawford. So, I think I got a lot from deciding to go there family-wise, but also hockey-wise, and coming back with a few new things and a really poised and relaxed approach to things, I think, being able to step back.
The team down the hall.
Sorry. Clayson will come on board when we play.
Yeah. 12 forwards?
The 12 forwards, yes.
Same as that game?
No. Lasers in, wheels out.
The team down the hall, they had high expectations. They're fighting it right now. You coach this team with high expectations after winning these contracts. And
Tampa, you mean?
Yeah, Tampa. Yeah. You fought it the year after and into the beginning of the year after that. I mean, is there any advice? I mean, is it just the job of a coach?
What? Every year is different, and it's very. People have been asking me. It's so difficult for me to comment on. First of all, any other team, I wasn't there, and the thing is, people think, well, you're X team. The reality is, there's one player on the ice tonight that I've coached. Within about a year and a half, I think 22 players have changed after I was gone. So to comment on players I don't know and whatever they've done, I can't do that. And I coach Stamkos and Hedman. They're the only 2 guys left, and Stamkos is not playing, so Hedman is the only guy. So really, besides the jersey and the building, and some new faces here that I don't know. Things have changed so much that I there's no way I can give an advice.
But
I don't think they need it.
Yeah.
But right. Expectations they're there every year for every team, whether mm-hmm. whether your tools are there or not. That's what the NHL is. But there's one thing for sure, is that this team is for sure for me is still an NHL Stanley Cup contender. It was and it is, and at any moment now, their surge is going to happen. So I mean, they're certainly not going to have their guards down here. You look at this lineup. This lineup is stacked. Like it's whether Stammer's there or not. You look at the names there. I mean, the speed, the skill, the depth. It's all there. So last year it was a tougher start. Then all of a sudden they're surging and they're outstanding again. And I think right now you look at they play great. They just have lost a few games. But at any moment, they could be winning 6, 7, 8 games in a row, and you'll go, oh, okay, that's the team. That's what they've got. They've got the players for sure, and I still think they're a Stanley Cup contender big time when you watch them play, so we certainly won't have our guards down.
You said you learn and adapt all the time as a coach, no matter where you go through. I know hindsight's always easy to think about at this point, but you look back at your time here, that was the last couple seasons. Were anything you look back, like, I wish I would have done this thing differently, or I would have, or is it kind of all part of the process of...
No,
can't control.
I think after the first year, there were 7 new guys the next year. Some guys come up from the American League, some guys we traded. It was tough, it's different things. Goaltender was 42 years old. That was, to be honest with you, that was difficult to handle. I've never lived that. I probably will never live it again. Having trading a lot of guys at trade deadline, I never lived that either. So a lot of the things that you don't live, it's difficult to say, that's the plan I should have used. But you look back and there's things you want to change, but there's a lot of things you don't want to change. There's a lot of things that there's nothing to change really. Circumstances happen, and it's the same as this year for us. It would have been great if Andy would have been with us since day one. He's a number one goalie that's been playing great, and since we don't give a lot of scoring chances, when he was there, he was playing outstanding. So I think there was a great mix between how he played and how he played, and you wish he was there the whole time, but we were able to get Condon and survive up until now. He's helped us survive. And so those are the circumstances we're dealt with, and we got to do the best we can, and we have. And I think when you look back, whether it's the first, second, or third year, there's always things you want to do different. But there's always things you got to recognize what you could have done differently, and what there's nothing you could do. Those are the circumstances, and the things you want to do better. But then you realize the next time around, whoever you're coaching, it's a different team. It's a different outlook. Different circumstances happen, so it's very difficult to say, "Oh, I would do this, and I bring that." And I rather look at, "Okay, what do I need to do now with this group? Now with the circumstances? Now, and move on." And whether it's going to burn there, and we won 2 different championships, and they were done 2 different ways: one with Hockey Canada, one with my team, and the Swiss Cup a certain way, and then the year after you have 6, 7 new players, and you got to readapt. And I got a new team here in Ottawa, and I come in, got to adapt to the players. I really believe it's about people. And the one thing that's been great is I think our leadership. It's a great relationship, whether it's me or the rest of the staff, with the leadership core, has been terrific. And that's an adaptation that you got to have from day one. And that's one of the big reasons why I think that our team is doing good. Is our constant's been outstanding. Leader, Faneuf, Kelly. And I think that's where you got to adapt the most. It's about people, not about X's and O's.
It's been 6 years. Do you ever think it's been like 6 years since that playoff run? And how special was that in your mind? Something you look at and say, "This is."
That was. It was very special. It was very. First of all, we weren't supposed to do it. Nobody thought we could do it. We ended up playing Pittsburgh, who had been outstanding all year, so nobody gave us a chance. We're trailing 3-1, so there's a lot of character, I think, that was displayed there from everybody. And then after that, we met the best team in the league with Washington, so everybody thought we'd get crushed, and we beat them in 4, so that was very special. And then we ended up playing Boston, 6 minutes left. It was 0-0, and we had injuries at that moment, and guys were starting to get worn out, but I still remember the push and everything the guys were able to give us. It was real special. I think at that moment, we gave hope back to the organization and to the fans, and that's what I remember the most. It's just the hope. And it was difficult the next year. We had lost a lot of people, and we couldn't say we were rebuilding at that point, you know. And but that's what was happening, you know. The young guys weren't ready yet. We knew that it was going to be one or two more years before those Johnsons and Palats and those guys would. But you know, you could see them coming, but you weren't coaching them. So you know, so that's probably was the toughest, is to look back and knowing that where this organization was going, and to eventually find out you won't be there.
Were you in Winnipeg when it happened? Before you got
No, it wasn't before. It was we lost in Ottawa, and that's the funny thing. I made a joke at the beginning. If I would have known, we'd just stayed in Ottawa.
You got Ottawa anyway.
So then we went to Winnipeg and happened there. But it's...
You know, grateful to these people.
Always.
Tell them, Mr. Vinnie.
Always. The owner, Steve, gave me my best. You know, people want to hear nasty stuff and bitterness, and it's the total opposite. I guess I got that from my dad. He's always don't look at how things end. Remember how they started. And, you know, Steve Eisman gave me my first job in the NHL, and he treated me with the utmost respect, and my family, and we had an unbelievable 4 years here. We really did. Like, and that's what I feel when I come back. It's I just feel all of that, and the people in the organization were terrific. The staff, and so for me, besides the day that you get fired, you look back and this was all amazing. It really was. So coming back here, it's a great experience to be back. It's great to have a chance to be in the NHL again. And it's also fun to play against the Lightning again, because I think they've created something really good in here. A great atmosphere, and it's packed every night. This has become a great hockey place. So being on the other side now, that's how I feel. You know what? This is a great team. They aspire to the Stanley Cup. They're Stanley Cup contenders. And we have a chance to play them in a great environment. That's how I see it now.
You have a history with Dumont,
yes.
Correct?
Yes.
Is it gratifying? I know it's been a few years since you've had guys who were kind of coming up.
Yeah.
But is it gratifying to see a guy get to the NHL who you helped form as a player?
Yeah, you know what? In his case, it's more than gratifying, because I know where this kid comes from. He actually comes from where I'm from. It's like a little town 20 minutes away from New Brunswick in Quebec. And, I mean, that's like out of nowhere. We're talking nowhere. And for somebody to be able to make the NHL out of an area like that is amazing. And two, he's probably the toughest individual I've ever met in my life.
He had a fight a couple of games ago.
Will do anything. We won a championship together. We drafted him. I wanted to draft him in junior. And, you know, back then he wasn't a tall guy at all. He was but just character kid. And I'd seen him play peewee. I'd seen him play bantam. And I always believed in him.
Did you think he...
I always
was
thought
NHL.
That. Yeah, I always thought that.
Yeah.
I always thought that. And I think his speed at some point became an issue for scouts and all that. But for me, his character, his willingness to pay the price is second to none. Like, he's the toughest. I've seen him play all playoffs and Memorial Cup with shoulders and everything hanging by a thread. A doctor saying, you can't play anymore. There's no way I'm not playing. This is going to rip. Well, then it rips. Like, it's just one of those guys. He'll do anything. Broke his hand. And they totally destroyed his hand in practice. And then, you know, the season's over. And then the next day, the therapist come and tell him, we're going to have to manage that one, coach. What's going on? Get back in the room. And he's tying the skates. He's going on. He can't go on. You're done. He's, no, there's no way I'm done. I'm going. You know, he gets stitches. And 3 minutes after, he's back on the bench. There's only like 30 seconds left in the period. But he's back on the bench. Like, one of those guys that just amazes you with his mental toughness, his physical toughness. So... He's probably one of he's one, if not the player that I respected the most over all my 20 years of coaching.
Did you have Bornival in Hamilton too, or
no,
you missed him?
No,
okay,
no,
because they played together in Montreal.
Yeah, I had Gabriel at the end of my season, because Montreal brought up six guys, so we had nobody left, and so we said, well, okay, let's bring up the kid. His season was over in junior, but I had him in.
So you're in Hamilton. He was still in junior. He came up at the end.
Came up at the end, but I had him in junior, and that's where. It was a special bond, and somebody from where I'm from, and somebody, you know, with the size and all that should never have been able to to make it up the ranks, but with character and leadership and drive and perseverance, it's a great story. Like, me knowing everything, it's one of my best stories. This kid is a special person. Really is. So, it's great to see him here.
He's playing well, too.
Yeah, I'm not surprised.
We were out west. I mean, Bornival was on that line before he got hurt, but it was him, Dumont, and Paquette. I'm like, wow, they are.
I mean, when you got Paquette and Dumont on your fourth line, your fourth line's going to drive. They're going to pay the price. So I think those two are probably similar in that respect, where, you know, those heart and soul guys, they'll do anything for the team. So when you put two like that on the line, it usually makes it for a good line that carries a part of your culture for sure.
Yeah. Why was our back in the yellow?
Speed. This is a speed team. Hey, thanks, guys. Appreciate it. Yeah, speed is the big thing. That's a team that flies, that's skill and all that.